ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.
In a special series of interviews marking the one-year anniversary of the Marriage Equality Postal Survey, I've been catching up with some members of the local LGBTIQ community to find out what being queer in Canberra means to them. Engineer and trans man Corey Trembath kicks off this interview by talking about when and why he decided to transition.
I decided to transition a year and a half ago. Around January, February of this year, I started medically transitioning. The process for me was quite anxiety-inducing. The anxiety part of it was the fear of the unknown. You know, there's no exact science to this thing yet. It's very much determined by your own genetics. Everyone has different experiences with hormone therapy. I've had my own experiences with hormone therapy and had great results from a particular type where other people have had no results. I really have been lucky enough to have quite a good response to my coming out as transgender. A lot of people said, yes, that makes a lot more sense than you being a lesbian.
So have you encountered, Corey, any discrimination or transphobia during the last year or so?
So it wasn't ever direct transphobia or discrimination. I more was left out of a lot of things, and it's very difficult to call that out in a workplace because it's not tangible. On one contract, there was one team member who kind of refused to talk to me because he thought it was unnatural. We sat down and had a conversation. Phobias come from a place of ignorance, and the best way to combat that is through education. And I think even though it's something that's being directed at me, I tried to see it from their perspective as well. So I sat down with him and I said, do you know what transgender is? He gave his explanation of what he thought it was, which I won't share because it might be triggering for people. You know, I just kind of casually explained to him. I said, okay, well, you know, what forms your opinions about this? And he sort of talked about his cultural background and his religion and where he came from. And I said, okay, well, here are some really interesting points to think about. And I usually kind of go over like a transgender 101 and bring up the fact that there are, you know, 400,000 plus journal articles and or other pieces written by psychologists, psychiatrists that affirm the way that I feel. And he went home and he read the article that I'd given him, and he watched a couple of short documentaries about transgender people. And he came back the next day and said, I have a lot of respect for you. I didn't understand what it meant. That's a good outcome. It's not always like that.
Yeah, I can imagine. Corey, have you ever felt threatened as a queer person?
I have felt threatened as a queer person, particularly when I presented as a masculine woman. I had a lot of people yell dyke at me from cars, or when my partner and I used to walk down the street holding hands, I would have a lot of disgusted looks. Yeah, I have been physically assaulted.
And what's it like for you now as a trans man?
I don't ever sense a real threat anymore because I pass. So I look male and I sound mostly male, except for when I have my good old testosterone pops and I sound like a 13-year-old boy. But I always am worried going to the toilets because I don't use a urinal. I think I always live in fear that somebody's going to find me out and beat me up because I wasn't born male or something, and why am I in the men's toilets? I think the way to go with toilets is gender-neutral toilets. I am part owner of a bar in the city, and we don't have a hard and fast rule about toilets. You can go to any toilet you want. We've got 5 cubicles and 2 urinals, and I wouldn't care who went into any of them, and if somebody had an issue and they were giving someone a hard time about it, I would kick them out.
On ABC Radio Canberra, this is Kim Hoon, and I'm having a chat with local trans man Corey Trembath. I asked Corey why he reckons some folk feel threatened by trans people.
I think people always feel threatened by the unknown. I've been called a half person, or a he-she or something like that. And, well, actually I'm a she-he because I was a she and now I'm a he. So even when I was a lesbian, and there was a place that I used to work at where somebody made a complaint that I was using the women's toilet. I don't know what they thought I was doing in the toilets other than going to the toilets. But I think the whole notion that there's some kind of hidden agenda for anybody in the LGBTIQ spectrum, when really we're just trying to live our lives. And I think that's the part that scares people. It's outside of their unknown. It's the unknown unknowns. And that's what causes people to feel intimidated or at a loss because you don't have any control over that situation. And when you feel like you're out of control of the situation, I think you get scared. I do. I definitely do.
Are there places in Canberra, Corey, where you feel more relaxed or really comfortable as a queer person?
I think Canberra is, in general, a really safe place for queer people, particularly the inner north and the city. Sometimes I refer to the inner north as the queer bubble. The good side of being in the bubble is that you always feel safe and know that there's always going to be someone there to help you. I have never seen any act of violence or any act of hatred that hasn't been jumped on by 6 or 7 or 8 people. And it happens so rarely. Once or twice I've seen it in the 7 years I've lived in Canberra. You know, it's a great place at the end of a hard, patriarchally demanding work day that you come home and you've got that nice kind of soft, warm bed that you can jump into that's the queer bubble and tell people how terrible your boss was and how homophobic this person was and how the bloody Tories and the Republicans and they're all disgusting and it's the transpocalypse and it's great, but it's not the real world. And I try to remember that it isn't the real world.
So, Corey, what does being queer mean to you?
For me, being queer isn't just about my gender and my sexual orientation. Queer is an identity. It's the way you perceive the world and the way the world perceives you, the people you associate with, the music that you listen to, the movies that you watch, even the porn that you watch, I guess, if you're allowed to say that on ABC radio. But it's not SBS, so...
it's not SBS. It's definitely ABC Radio Canberra. And finally, what was the marriage equality postal survey like for you?
My gender markers on my birth certificate are still female and I'm engaged. So for me, that would have meant not being able to marry my partner. Sitting in Hague Park, really not having any idea how that vote was going to go. It definitely was a very important moment for Australia to say that so same-sex relationships were just as important as heterosexual relationships. The knock-on effect from that is that it opens the doorway to start having conversations about different things like intersex people or transgender people and laws around those. And
how did you feel when the results were
When the results came out, I cried. And I don't cry, particularly since I've been on testosterone. It's very hard to cry. But I was very overwhelmed because we were sitting in a park with hundreds of people. I'd like to think that I know a lot of queer people in Canberra, but there were a lot of people that I'd never seen before. And everyone just hugged everyone. I didn't know people I was hugging. I cried and I hugged and I kissed people and my fiance just broke down in tears and she was just this bubbling mess and she just broke down. A lot of people were staying strong for so long, hoping that that day was going to be the yes, and I definitely was one of those people. So it was a good day for us.
That was engineer, queer rights advocate, and soon to be married, Corey Trembath, looking back at how he felt during the marriage equality survey and what it means for him to be queer in Canberra.
ABC Radio Canberra, streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.